This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been doing a 3C biographical study of the life of Mark. We started by collecting information about his life in the Bible. Then we correlated it into an outline. Now we need to crystallize what we have learned into some practical applications. Here is what I came up with, based on Mark's life experience. From the standpoint of a mentor, I must be careful not to give up on a person because of one or two failures. Some people are slow learners. They learn from both teaching and their life experiences, both positive and negative. It takes patience as a mentor to help them integrate what they are learning and experiencing into life disciplines. From the standpoint of the one being mentored, it is easy to compare oneself with where your mentor is at and think you will never be able to reach their level of maturity, especially after failing. Past failure does not necessarily determine your future. Mark obviously developed far beyond what Paul anticipated. It took faith and patience on the part of Barnabas, and later Peter, to see his potential come to the fore. In our instant result-oriented culture, we need to be willing to wait for God to produce the results in the lives of those with whom we are working. And we need to give mentorees time to integrate what they are learning into their lives. After 3 years of mentoring his disciples, Jesus still found them inept in their time of crisis. In God's appointed time, the Holy Spirit enabled them to rise to the occasion and begin turning the tide of history. Remember, God is totally responsible for the results of our obedience.